for little friends. This first is a rebus story, which has some pictures in the middle of it. And we will just read the story as it is written, including naming the pictures. Two Birds by Lori Mortensen, based on experiences from the author's family. The prayers of the faithful shall be heard. 2 Nephi chapter 26, verse 15. "Look, Mom," Becky said, "there are two birds in the grocery store." "Yes," Mom said, "there are two birds. I wonder how they got inside the store." Becky helped Mom put apples in the cart while she looked at the birds. Then Becky helped Mom put bananas in the cart as she kept her eyes on the birds. When Becky put the oranges in the cart, she saw the birds take flight. She watched as the birds flew back and forth. "The birds are tired," Becky said. "How can we help them?" Then she remembered a story she had heard about a bird that got lost in the tabernacle. People tried opening all the doors and chasing the birds out with a net, but the bird would not fly out any of the doors. Finally, a man named John said a prayer. Heavenly Father answered John's prayer and helped him know what to do. "Turn off all the lights," John said, "and close all the doors except one." Then the bird flew out the door. Becky ran to a woman who worked at the store and told her about the bird in the tabernacle. "Thank you," the woman said. "What a good idea." Becky smiled. Becky was glad she could help Heavenly Father's birds, too. Lori Mortensen is a member of the Cameron Park Ward, El Dorado, California Stake. Family Home Evening, Daniel and the Lion's Den. 1. Darius, the new king of Babylon, chose men to help him. He made Daniel their leader. The men did not want Daniel to be their leader. See Daniel chapter 6, verses 1 through 5. 2. The men knew Daniel prayed to God. They asked the king to make a new law, saying that anyone found praying to God would be put in a den of lions. The king agreed. See Daniel chapter 6, verses 4 through 7. 3. Daniel knew about the law, but he still prayed. The men spied on Daniel. When they saw him praying, they told the king. See Daniel chapter 6, verses 11 through 13. 4. The king was sorry that he had made the law. He knew Daniel had to be punished. Before Daniel was taken to the lion's den, the king told him that God would have to save him. See Daniel chapter 6, verses 14 through 16. 5. Early the next morning, King Darius hurried to the den. He called to Daniel. Then Daniel said, "My God hath sent his angel and hath shut the lions' mouths, that they have not hurt me." King Darius decided that his people should worship Daniel's God. See Daniel chapter 6, verses 19 through 22 and verses 25 through 27. Family Home Evening, Daniel, Lions, and Me, by Ruth M. Woods. Daniel faced the lions in his life. He showed great faith and courage. We need to have faith and courage to help us make the right choices in our lives. You may need some help with this next part. Instructions: carefully remove this page from the magazine and glue it to heavy paper. Color the lion head and the body section and then cut them out. Punch holes where indicated. Use a brass fastener to attach the head to the body. On the body, there are several sentences. "I will make the right choices." "I will be honest." "I will pray morning and night." "I will keep the Sabbath day holy." "I will obey my parents." "I will take care of my mind and body." To the side of the body is written, Daniel had to face lions in his life. And on the other side, I can face the lions in my life. Note, if you do not wish to remove pages from the magazine, this activity may be copied, traced, or printed from the internet at www.lds.org. Click on Gospel Library. End of the section for Little Friends.